全日制普通高级中学英语试验修订本必修第三册朗读带，人民教育电子音像出版社出版。
Senior English for China, Students Book 3, Unit 1, Madame Curie. Lesson 1. 1. Dialogue. Four doctors are at a medical conference.
Which speech are you going to listen to this afternoon?
I haven't decided. There's a talk on cancer that might be quite interesting. So perhaps I'll go to that.
Has it got anything to do with your present research?
No, it has nothing to do with it at all. I'm not sure whether to go to the one about accidents.
It's Dr. Stone, isn't it? She's usually good.
Perhaps I'll go to that one.
How did you find the talk this morning?
Very disappointing. Maybe it was useful for some people, but it wasn't for me. I doubt if he'll be asked to speak again next year.
I'm not sure that this conference is as good as last year's.
No, I'm sure it's not.
Which speech are you going to?
I'm not going to any. I need some fresh air, so I'm going out for a walk.
Have fun. Lesson 2. 2. Reading Comprehension. Madame Curie. 1. Madame Curie will always be remembered as the discoverer of radium. Marie Curie was born in Poland on November the 7th, 18. When she was young, she became interested in physics and read as many books as she could on the subject. At that time, women were not admitted to universities in Poland, so Marie was determined to go to Paris and study there. She arrived in Paris in 1809. She had very little money to live on, ate very little, and was always cold in winter. There was a small fire in her room, but she had to carry coal up 6 floors and wear an overcoat in her small room to keep warm. A first-class degree in physics, 2 years after arriving in Paris. After graduation, she took another degree in mathematics. In 1895, she married Pierre Curie, a very bright scientist who was teaching at the School of Physics and Industry at Paris. Marie started to do research, even though she had very little equipment and no money. Not long before, another scientist had found that uranium gave off rays. So Marie decided to study this area for her doctor's degree. She gave these rays a new name, radioactive. One day she made an important discovery. There was a certain mineral which was even more radioactive than uranium. Therefore, she decided it must contain some other matter that no one had yet discovered. In 1898, she discovered the first of these new radioactive minerals, which she named polonium, in honor of her motherland, Poland, and on which she wrote a research paper. From then on, Marie and Pierre worked together on their research. They devoted all their hours to working in their laboratory. As months went by, the work seemed endless. Marie described her thought in words much like this. Life is not easy for any of us. We must work, and above all, we must believe in ourselves. We must believe that each one of us is able to do something well, and that, when we discover what this something is, we must work hard at it until we succeed. One evening in 1902, as she was sitting with Pierre at home, she said to him, "Let's go down to the laboratory again." It was 9 o'clock, and they had been there only 2 hours before. They put on their overcoats and went down to the laboratory. As they opened the door on the ground floor, Marie said, "Don't light the lamps. Look." On the laboratory bench was a glass container, from which came a tiny soft light. It was what they had been working so hard to find, pure radium. The matter that the Curies had discovered was radium. It looked like ordinary salt, but was 1 million times more radioactive than uranium. Its rays could go through every mineral except lead. In 1903, Marie received her doctor's degree for her study on radioactive matter. Altogether, between 1899 and 1904, she and Pierre wrote 34 articles about their work. Marie Curie never made money out of her research. She refused to treat these new discoveries as though they belonged to her, and instead shared all her knowledge with the whole scientific world. Lesson 3. 1. Reading Comprehension. Madame Curie, 2.
Polonium and radium were important discoveries. Polonium is used to set off a nuclear bomb. Radium, because of its powerful radioactive rays, can go deep into the human body. Scientists soon discovered that it could be used as a cure for cancer. In 1904, Marie and Pierre Curie were given the Nobel Prize for Physics. However, there is also a disadvantage, which was not discovered for many years. Radioactive matter is dangerous to work with because it has a bad effect on the blood. Pierre and Marie noticed that after years of working with radioactive matter, their bodies ached and their hands suffered too. In fact, radium not only damaged their health, but also made their laboratory equipment with which they were working radioactive. Three of the Curie's notebooks were considered to be too radioactive to touch 75 years after they were written. In 1906, Pierre died in a road accident. Marie was deeply shocked by Pierre's death, but was determined to go on working. Soon after the accident, she was given Pierre at the University of Paris as head of the physics department. So Marie Curie became the first woman in France to be a university professor. In 1911, she received a second Nobel Prize for her research, the first person in the world to receive two Nobel Prizes. After the First World War, Madame Curie traveled to the USA, where she was received by the president and given a gram of radium for her future work. There were soon two radium institutes in the world, one in Paris and one in Warsaw. Marie was invited to many countries to give speeches about her work. For the last 10 years of her life, she was almost blind. The radium with which she had worked for many years had caused blindness and illness, and finally a disease of the blood. She died in Paris at the age of 66. Today she is remembered and admired as a scientist. But she is also remembered for her determination and courage, her willingness to share her knowledge, her interest in women's rights, and her medical service during the war.